joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we will study the fifth Aliyah. Shem Yehud Kudshabrihu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu. Leakta Lishem Yudhe Bobadhe, the Yehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vaihino Amadunai Lohino Alena Maseya Denu Kunane Alena Maseya Denu Kunanehu. The fifth Aliyah begins with Leviticus chapter 14, verse 21, and completes at verse 32. This is a total of 12 verses. We know the number 12 connects to the 12 tribes of Israel. It connects to the tree of life through the four letters of Hashem's name on the right, the four letters of Hashem's name on the left, and the four letters of Hashem's name in the middle, in the center. 3 times 4 is 12. Verse 21. Weim dal hu wein yado ma sheget v'lakach keves echad asham litnufa lekaper alav isaron solet echad balul pashem ben zemincha lelog shamen ushte torim o Shenev b'nei Yonah asher tasik yado v'chaya echa chata'at v'ha echad ola v'heviyo otam b'yom ashmini l'tacharato El HaKohen El Beta Ohel Moed Lifne Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Wilaka HaKohen Et Keves Ha'asham with low Og Hashamin.
Has joined.
Nif Otam Hakohen Tenu Falifne Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Veshahat Et Keves Ha'asham Belakaha Kohen Midam Ha'asham Wenatan Altenu Ozen Hamita Her Haimanit Wealbohen Yado Haimanit Wealbohen Raglo Haimanit Umin Hashemen Yitzok Hakohen Alka Hakohen Hasmalit Wehiza Hakohen Beetzbao Haimanit Min Hashemen Asher Alka Po Asmalit Sheva Pe Amim Lifne Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Winatan Hakohen Min Hashemen Asher Al Kapo Al Tenuch Ozen Hamitaher Haimanit We Al Bohen Yado Haimanit We Al Bohen Raglo Haimanit Al Mekom Dam Ha'asham Wehanotar Min Hashemen Asher Alka Akohen Yitain Al Rosh Amitaher Lekaper Alav Lifne Adonai Yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. We asa et ha echad min hatorim o min bene hayona me asher tasig yado et asher tasig Yado et ha'echad ha'tat. V'et ha'echad ola al ha'mincha. V'kiper ha'kohen al ha'mitaher. Lifne Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu heyo. Zot Torat Asher Bo Negatarat Asher Lotasig Yado Betaharato. That's the completion of the reading in Hebrew. We'll now study the translation.
Has joined.
Verse 21. But if he is poor and cannot afford, he shall take one lamb as a guilt offering for a waving to effect atonement for him, and one tenth of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, and a log of oil. Two turtle doves or two young doves.
Has joined.
According to what he can afford, one shall be for a sin offering and one for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them on the eighth day of his cleansing to the Kohen, to the entrance of the tent of meeting before Hashem. And the Kohen shall take the guilt offering lamb and the log of oil, and the Kohen shall wave them as a waving before Hashem. And he shall slaughter the guilt offering lamb, and the Kohen shall take some of the blood of the guilt offerings and place it on the cartilage of the right ear of the person being cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. And the Kohen shall then pour some of the oil into the left palm of the Kohen. And the Kohen shall sprinkle with his right index finger some of the oil that is in his left palm, 7 times before Hashem. And the Kohen shall place some of the oil that is in his palm on the cartilage of the right ear of the person being cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the guilt offering. And what is left over from the oil that is in the Kohen's palm, he shall place upon the head of the person being cleansed, to effect atonement for him before Hashem. He shall then perform the service of one of the turtle doves or of the young doves from whatever he can afford. What he can afford, one as a sin offering and one as a burnt offering, besides the meal offering. And the Kohen shall effect atonement for the person being cleansed before Hashem. This is the Torah. This is the law of one of in whom there is a lesion of tzara'at, who can afford when he is to be cleansed. That's the completion of the English translation. Much of the questions that we discussed yesterday, I would have asked on these verses as well, but we've already discussed it. Does anybody have any questions? It's been a while since we have studied, had time to study other than the Chumash itself, the Aliyah of each day. But it has been traditional that after Pesach, for the 7 weeks, and generally speaking, all through the summer, that people study the Pirkei Avot. What is the Pirkei Avot? It's a section of the Talmud. Its translation is the Ethics of the Fathers. It's the closest thing in the Talmud to the Kabbalah, because it's speaking about character traits and what you need to do to change them, and what you need to do to strengthen your positive character traits. We are in the third week of the 7 weeks, so we will start with chapter 3 of Pirkei Avot. You can find the Pirkei Avot on safaria.org. You can also find the link on the Unique Astrological Times link. The word Pirkei is spelled P-I-R-K-E-I. Avot means fathers. The link is on the Unique Astrological Times landing page, and it's under the section titled Kabbalah. It's about 2/3 of the way down, maybe even 80% of the way down the page. Akavya ben Mahalalel Omer Chistakel Bishlosha Devarim Ve'iata Valide Avera Lameayim Bata'ulan Ata'ulan Tidlitain din veheshbon. Me'ayin bata miti pasurucha ulanata holech limkom afarima betolea velifnei miata atid letan din veheshbon lifnei Malke Hamlachim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Akabaya Ben Mahalalel said, "Mark well three things, and you will not come into the power of sin. Know from where you come and where you are going, before whom you are destined to give an account and a reckoning. From where do you come? From a putrid drop, where are you going? To a place of dust, of worm, and of maggot. Before whom you are destined to give an account and reckoning. Before the King of the Kings of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He." There is much commentary on the Perkei Avot, but this particular listing of the verses has no commentary. So we have to provide the commentary. What is the verse saying? First off, let's look at the person who's giving this instruction. You can parse the name Akavya to be Ekev, meaning the heel. And then it's Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph spells the word island. So the name is meaning the heel of the island. What does that really mean? The heel is the lowest part of your body, the bottom of your body, the last part of your body. The heel is Malchut. It's the manifestation of the body. Without a heel, you fall over. You cannot stand on your toes. You need to stand on your foot, on the sole of your foot. You can stand on your toes for a short time, but not forever. But what is the meaning of an island? An island is surrounded by water. Water is Chesed. Water is Torah. So the person giving us is referring to the manifestation of the Torah. He is the son of Mechalal El. Parse that into the mem at the beginning, meaning from. Halel, or Halal, means praises.
Has joined.
It's also one of the names of God. I believe it's the sixth or seventh name. It's in the first row. And then it has the name God, El Aleph Lamed. Now, what is his recommendation? If you are conscious of where you come from, and what is your goal? Where are you going? And that you will have to account in front of Hashem for every action and every non-action that you have performed. What is an action that you performed? You ate. You went to the bathroom. You spoke to your friend. You listened to your friend. Are they the same thing, speaking and listening? Each action that you do, if you have the consciousness to remember where you come from, where you are going, and that you will need to relate and describe every action you have done in your life, then the verse continues to say, it answers the questions. What do I mean by saying where you come from? And the answer is from a putrid drop of sperm. What is sperm? Sperm is the highest form of life in the world when it is used properly. When it's not used properly, it's waste. How do you use sperm properly? By depositing it into a proper vessel. What is the proper vessel? Your spouse. We live in a generation that teaches otherwise. We live in a generation that medical science tells you you need to be depositing that sperm out of your body, but it doesn't really matter where it gets deposited into. If it's a woman, that's great. If it's a non-Jewish woman, it's okay. If it's through the form of masturbation, it's healthy. This is the generation we were raised in. This is the generation we are living in. But this is not what the Torah teaches. Know where you come from. You come from something that is waste when not used properly. Know where you are going. Where are you going? What's the goal? The answer is, the answer to this question by this writer, the sage, you're going to the grave, to the place of dust, of worms, and of maggots. Your soul doesn't go there. Your soul leaves the receptacle, the vessel, the body, the garment. You come from a putrid drop, and you go to the grave, to the dust. So what is the purpose of your life? The purpose of your life is the third thing that he says to remember. The third thing is that you stand before Hashem and you relate all of your life, every action of your life. You explain what your consciousness was at that moment, why you did the action that you did, what was its purpose in your mind. That is the purpose of your life. Yes, you go from a putrid drop to the grave. And in between, you have a life process. And the purpose of your life process is to tell that story to Hashem. That's pretty important. Why does Hashem want to listen to your story? Doesn't he already know it? The answer is no. He may already know it, but by you relating it to him, you are elevating yourself from that putrid drop and from that grave to be as high as you can be. And I don't mean high as in getting drunk. I don't mean high as in taking a drug to leave this world emotionally, mentally. I mean as high as you can achieve in your connection to Hashem. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a statement.
Go ahead.
I was following along in my text, and it did have a commentary. And the commentary for the first verse was very much a summary of what you just said.
Well, thank you. I've never read a commentary on the birthday of Oath.
Well, I've had this text a long time, and it was handy. So I grabbed it instead of looking up Safaria. Do you mind if I read it?
Of course not.
And you will not come into the grip of sin. Reflection upon one's origins will induce humility, the lack of which results in pride and sinfulness. Similarly, man's contemplation of his physical end will help him put his sensual lust into perspective, for it is only man's spiritual and moral element that will remain eternal. And to constantly recall the day of reckoning will inspire man with the true fear of God. And that's it, the verse 1, chapter 3.
Thank you very much, Hannah. I think the author of that commentary said it much more effectively than I did.
Oh, I disagree. Maybe the word humility was left out, which means a lot to us. But other than that, I felt like it was definitely a summary of what you expounded on.
I appreciate your compliment. Thank you.
Welcome. Baruch Hashem.
We're almost out of time. We don't have time to do the next verse. Bezrat Hashem will be able to do it tomorrow. But I think it's a section of the Talmud that is well worth studying and making comments on. And so I plan to continue this. But we shall see. In the meantime, the classes today at 11 a.m. West Coast time, we will have the Sefer Yetzirah. And at the 4 o'clock hour, West Coast time, we will count the Omer and continue our discussions of the Deep Zohar. And at 7 p.m., meaning West Coast time, we will have a regular Zohar class. I hope you'll join us for one or all of these classes. And I hope you have a beautiful afternoon and beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.